You listen to Vectis Radio. It's now time for the last contestant on the HTP visit. We have the baby of the bunch, and it's Jack. Morning, Jack.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good, you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for asking. You are only 16.
Yeah.
So you've only just kind of left school.
Yeah.
Are you terrified?
Nah.
do you ever wonder about what's going to happen to me in four or 5 years' time?
Nah, I just focus on the present.
Good for you. You've always got to have one eye on the future, though, as well.
Yeah.
So do you know what you want to do?
Kind of. I do want to try and go down sports, but I'm not sure yet.
Why not?
I'm just seeing if there's any other routes that I'd like to take. Still young, so I've got plenty of chances or see what I like to do, plenty of time.
That's a mature answer. But you, with the sport thing, why can't you? If you wanted to do it, don't ever let anybody tell you you can't do it. That's what we say. That's the motto. I was telling you earlier on that my mum used to say to me, you'll never get on the radio because you've got one of them farmer's accents you have, because I used to live on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
And I told you this story, didn't I?
Yeah.
And there we were, X amount of years later, we managed to do it, and now she tells me, why don't you get a proper job? No, hang on, I'll rephrase that. She says to me, why don't you get a proper job? Because, you know, I've got used to have her accent.
Yeah.
So, 16 years old, and you've left school with what, qualifications?
Not yet, no.
Not yet? No. Okay. Doesn't matter, does it? No one's ever asked me for mine. I didn't do very well, I must admit. And, you know, if you haven't, it's not the end of the world. It really isn't. So, have you worked at all? Have you done any part-time jobs, Saturday jobs?
Not really, not yet.
Do you want to?
I would like to gain some work experience, because it'll be good for along the line in the future.
Okay, what sort of jobs would you want to do?
Well, anything sports or maybe business related to help me. Obviously, business would help with the HTP course because I'm doing business admin.
Okay, and you don't mind getting up early?
Nah.
You're never ever late?
Nah, I'm on time.
Be honest?
Yeah.
You're on time?
Yeah.
Good for you, because, you know, that's half of it. If you're an employer, you're taking somebody on, you want somebody to be there on time, and you know that they've got to be there. So that's good. And you live locally?
Yeah, I live in Newport.
Okay, so if there is anybody out there that's thinking, this young lad sounds a nice young lad, 16, we might have a job for him, do you want them to go through HTP and ask for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so Jack, what's your last name?
Snudden.
Snudden. Jack, yeah. Snudden. We've had a Snudden in here very recently. There's a lot of them on the Isle of Wight, isn't there?
Yeah.
Have you lived here all your life?
Yeah.
What does your dad do for a living?
He used to be a nurse, but he got an injury to his shoulder, so he doesn't work anymore.
Okay, so he used to be a nurse. Is that something you'd want to go into?
Potentially. I have to do a lot of work to do that, though, because it is a very hard job to do.
Yeah, I would imagine it is, and I don't think we know how hard it is until you actually do it.
Mm.
And you must have seen that firsthand.
Yeah.
Has he advised you going to nursing, son, or not?
Not really, but I've been there a couple of times with him.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So, hopefully, fingers crossed, if you come back in about a year's time, you'll have a job, and you'll have this, and you'll be doing this, that, and the other, and you'll be thinking, then that will give other people that are age 16 some kind of, I don't know, hope. Because I was very fearful at the age of 16. I didn't know what I wanted to do, and the million-dollar question was such a horrible question. I kept asking, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? And you don't know. And seriously, a lot of us don't know until, you know, after a period of time, we just stumble into something. We find out that we're good at something. So hopefully that will happen to you. And maybe you'll be running your own gym in a little while.
Yeah, hopefully, maybe.
Okay, and you say you're good at football as well?
I'm all right at football. Well, I like to think so, but, you know, someone else could tell the judge of that.
Okay, all right, we will. Nice to talk to you, and good luck. And it's over now. The ordeal is over. Right, so you can breathe easy.